Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
May I have your attention, please? Now, taking the airwaves on 97.3 The Fan, San Diego's own, Gwen and Chris.
Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
And Tony, since you're our resident swinger.
I'm not a swinger.
Did you just say that
I
he was our resident swinger?
Could you fix that, please?
And Chris Ello.
Some Italian people would say that's not really even Italian food.
I was just about to say.
Because real Italian pizza is just a thin slice.
Yes.
I just go crazy for a deep dish pizza.
Gwen and Chris starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, hey. Oh. Thought Kirby was coming in. I was getting excited. Gwen and Chris are coming in. 5:04 the time. Welcome back to the program. Speaking of the Padres, Padre pregame show coming up at the bottom of this hour. And then Padres and Arizona Diamondbacks game, I think two of that series. 14-7 if you missed it last night. Before we get back to the work and the fun here, join the coach, John Quintero. New location of the Golf Mart. Scraby, you should be excited about this. Brand new location in your hometown, Carlsbad.
What?
Yeah, they're opening up a Golf Mart. I think they're going to call it the Scraby Golf Mart.
Don't.
In Carlsbad. It's off Hamar Drive.
Scraby, are you always extra?
Yes.
What?
Yeah. I know, you were shaking your head, and I was like, I maybe went too far.
Over the top. Grand opening celebration coming up Friday, noon to 3, the coach's show. While you are there, you can sign up to become the biggest fan, win great prizes from 97.3 The Fan. That's Friday. The coach, John Quintero, at the Scraby Golf Mart in Carlsbad. I think you could run for the mayor of Carlsbad now you're so popular.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Can you name the mayor of Carlsbad?
No, but I think you'd be really good.
All right.
Padres have 24 games left in this season, Tony Gwynn Jr. Need to win 3 in order to improve on last year's win total. Said that way, sounds like they're having a very nice season, doesn't it?
You know what I mean?
They only have to win 3 out of 24.
Until you find out what their record was last year.
It's hard to believe that they were really that bad. I mean, 66 and 96, I didn't realize how bad that was until I started thinking about the Padres have been playing, you know, pretty mediocre to poor baseball now for 2 months, and yet they're still going to blow past that 66 win total by a fairly wide margin this year.
Yes, they are.
That's crazy.
I mean, listen, I hate to be the guy that said, I told you so, but I think that
you did.
I think that was the point, right? Is that they played so much better, even with all of the craziness that they played the last month, they still played way better than last year.
Not even in comparison.
It's not even close.
No.
But, I mean, that doesn't necessarily make you feel better, but it certainly puts things in perspective, right? Like, okay, this team, how many games did you say they won? 66?
They won 66 last year. They have 64 right now.
And so, we got a month of ball to play.
Month to play, pretty much, yeah.
They just if they just go, I mean, they could finish 4 under .500 in this half and still blow away, or in this month, and still blow away what they've done.
What is the mindset of a team, and I'm assuming you played on a couple of teams that were kind of out of the running in September.
Oh, yeah.
So what is the mind? Does the mindset change again in the month of September from more of a team thing back to more of a personal thing for some of these players? Not all of them, but for some of these players who, in a lot of ways, and we already talked about Ty France versus Luis Urias, but these guys individually now have to show something the final month because it's their last chance to show something before, you know, every baseball goes away for a while.
You know, it's funny you ask that because I don't know that it necessarily changes, right? Because baseball is a team sport played by individuals, right? So you get it's still do your job. When you're at the box, you don't have the other eight guys there helping you. You got to get your hit. On defense, you got an area to cover, and you still got to go out and do your job. There definitely becomes more of an element of, you know, everybody doing their job, and you're not necessarily as locked in on the end result. You know what I'm saying? I think everybody's trying to prove that they belong here. The guy, as much as we thought things were settled at the beginning of the year as far as position, I think we now know there's a lot of things that are unsettled in the outfield, at second base, at catcher. And so those guys that get opportunities at this point in the year, they lock in on trying to put their best foot forward, I think.
I think they do. But I think there's more of a camaraderie. But I'm just saying this from the outside looking in because I've never been on a club. But it just seems like there's more of a team camaraderie, you know, in May and June and July when you're kind of playing for something as opposed to now.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Every home run that Ty France hits now in the month of September may not help the Padres win a game, but it sure may help him get a job next year.
Here's how I put it. When you are in it, you are trying to do it the right way the whole time. Like, you're trying to make the right decision. Yeah. You could have a situation where runners on first, and you may try to bunt on your own in that particular situation without getting a sign from the manager or from your third base coach. And September, when you're out of it, early innings, you're going to take that shot. You're going to try to hit one in the gap somewhere, score two, I think. And I think that's kind of naturally how the game is played when you fall out of contention.
Yeah. It's no fun in a lot of ways. I mean, to be September 3rd and be out of contention, but you know, you're a pro player and you're paid quite a bit of money to go out there and play ball. So keep playing and finish strong. Finish strong. Padres in Arizona coming up. By the way, the Diamondbacks still have a chance. They're 3.5 out of the second wild card spot. They have kept themselves in there. And our guy Adam Jones, I you know what? I just think he's had a really, really nice year. That turned out to be one of the better free agent signings, didn't it?
It did.
From sitting right over there next to you, which is where he was about a week before the season started, to doing what he's done this year. Really well done, Adam Jones.
Yeah, no doubt.
And he's become really well liked. Like in Arizona, I mean, they just think they think the world of him there.
That's the thing, is that Adam's been the same dude from the day one.
Yeah.
The only difference is he's in a different city now. And, you know, there's for as much as he did in Baltimore, it might be just me, but you speak on this, Chris. Did it feel like he went a little bit unappreciated in Baltimore compared?
Well, he did to me because just the American League East is so far out of my focus. Yeah, I don't think I never really felt like people thought he was a great player. And I think, you know, this year and they proved it by nobody offering him a deal.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's had a really nice solid year.
And
he's
done is the same thing he pretty much does every year with his numbers. I mean, his power might be a little bit down, but it's not far off.
What do you think about this Javi Guerra thing? What do you make of this? I mean, changing him from a position player to a pitcher, and I know it was one game. I'm not even counting what happened last night, but what is that about?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you.
Trevor Hoffman actually started as a shortstop.
Yeah, Kenley Jansen started as a catcher.
Right, so
yeah, so these
maybe they think they can do it with Javi
Guerra. These things happen frequently now, where you see guys move from a position to a pitcher, position player to a pitcher. So I'm not sure what to make of it as yet. I haven't seen enough of Guerra with my own eyes throwing off the bump. I mean, certainly his start wasn't that great.
Didn't go well last night.
No.
Gave up three home runs in a very short outing. How about Nick Martini? Are you ready to jump on the Nick Martini bandwagon yet?
Not yet.
Not quite yet?
Not yet. I seen a couple of lineas he hit, and just keep going.
A little early, but it is kind of funny. I mean, some of the names that have popped up here now that are on this roster, I mean, you're like, where did everything come from? We thought that they called everybody up during the course of the season. Evidently not, because they're finding guys all over the place now. And it's interesting to see what the Padres are going to do the last month of the season, how they're going to play this. But to me, the most interesting thing is to watch Ty France and how much more pressure he can put on Luis Urias for that second base spot. Because, I mean, the last two games, obviously three home runs, that's really impressive, but it is just the last two games.
Right.
The problem is Urias is leaving this door wide open by continuing to scuffle. That is what is just leaving the, you know, the opportunity for Ty and or anybody else, for that matter, to get that second base job eventually.
The big leagues is largely about getting an opportunity and seizing that opportunity. When you don't seize it, as you said, that door is left open for somebody else to do it.
Yeah, we'll see. Padres D-backs coming up at 6:40 tonight. When we come back, NFL season starts on Thursday, and if you haven't heard him before, stay tuned. He's one of the funnier NFL insiders you will get a chance to listen to. We've had him on the program, and he is a great personality. Channing Crowder formerly played with the Miami Dolphins. He's going to check in with us next from Radio.com, NFL Insider, to talk. What else? NFL.
Welcome back into Gwen and Chris, brought to you by Sonic Drive-Ins. Here in San Diego, amazing burgers and drinks with eight locations around town. So Google Sonic San Diego and find the location nearest you. Thank you, Sonic.
Can I tell you that after the Aztec game Saturday night, I went over to Sonic, the one up the hill there, pretty close to where we are, and couldn't get in.
Like, man,
it was that packed.
Must have been on those slushies.
Unbelievable, man. People were just chowing down at Sonic. I love Sonic. So does everybody else.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
On the line is Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, Channing Crowder. As always, Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Channing, thanks for coming on. I heard you absolutely killed it last time. These dudes raved about you last time you came on. So thanks again for joining us today.
Oh, thank you, man. They got a lot in it. They raving about me. But, yeah, man, we're down here in Miami. We just got rid of Dorian. His crazy tail was sitting out there spinning, so we're good to go, man. Everything's healthy and fine down in South Florida. But y'all are in San Diego, bro. When I go to San Diego, I feel like I'm being cheated, even living in South Florida. San Diego is so beautiful. The only thing y'all don't have out there that's good is strip clubs. Them strip clubs in San Diego are garbage.
Yeah, we don't have too
many
strip clubs.
We're both married. We can't speak to that at all.
Oh, y'all. Oh, don't start lying now because y'all on air. Don't lie. Come on, fellas. Don't do that to me.
All right, Channing, since you are down there in South Florida, let's talk a little Dolphins. They made a lot of news, last week? And you know, they traded away Laremy Tunsil. The team said that they would revolt. I couldn't believe it. They said they would revolt if the Dolphins traded him, and they did trade him. What are your thoughts on the trade, first? And secondly, is that something that's real? Can a team actually revolt? I know they can, but is it likely that they go through with it?
They can revolt and not get those papers. They're going to bring their team back to work and get their check. They'll be upset. They'll do, you know, I've been on bad teams. I was on the team when Nick Saban started, Julie Harrington over Dante Culpepper, and he's a real square dude, so nobody really liked him. But we didn't like it, but you know what we did? We went out there on Sunday, and the eye in the sky doesn't lie. And if you go out there playing around or revolting in some way on the field, the whole entire league is going to see it. So NFL players, it is a job. People forget that sometimes. They might be upset. They might walk past the GM and not talk to him in the hallway or something silly, but Sunday, when they blow that whistle, and it's time for you to go out there and perform for your profession, for your kids' food, for your family, for your mortgage, for your light bill, you're going to go out there and perform. But the move, actually, to get to that, it doesn't surprise me. The Dolphins are trying to rebuild, and they're going through it in an extreme way. People are so confused about what's going on, they're moving assets to get drafted.
Yeah.
They have four first-round picks in the next 2 years. They have four second-round picks. But they're going to rebuild. They're getting rid of all the old people. Only people over 30 on the team now after they got rid of the defensive end, Orchard. He was sneaking up on 30 is Ryan Fitz, Fitzpatrick, who is a stopgap and brings some excitement to the Tennessee team. And Rashard Jones is still playing at a very high level. I love these guys. But, yeah, they're rebuilding, man. Like, they're going to keep a couple guys around, but anybody that wants to get paid after Xavier Howard got his $72 million, that's who they wanted to pay, and that's who they paid. But for Penn State, they didn't want to pay anybody because they want to get young. They want to rebuild. They want to do what the Browns did. Now, everybody's raving about the Browns. The Browns, Odell Beckham, they want to trade Libby and Bird and Bob Cameron on the other side. You know, they got a secondary. You know, they did exactly what teams want to do, but a lot of teams don't want to show the fan base that. The Dolphins right now are showing you what they're doing. We're rebuilding. We're cutting high salary old guys, and we're going to draft young guys to start a new regime down here. When the Flores is a guy that's going to move people, you know, understands how to get, make a team right, being in New England for 15 years. And this is the deal. It doesn't feel good. I've been pregame on the Dolphins now for 8 years. It's my ninth season. Like, it's going to be tough for me to talk about it. It's going to be tough for the fans to deal with it. But if you really want to get that good, they feel as if it needs to be a total rehab and a real rebuild. New GM, new head coach, new team, new quarterback, new everything. And then a new stadium, because that's what putting so much money into it. This is an organizational rebuild, and they are proud of it. And if you can't see that, you're crazy.
That's what they're doing. Channing Crowder is with us, a former Miami Dolphin. He knows what he speaks. He also knows he's talking to a Dolphin fan who is going to hate this rebuild, but at least I do understand it. Hey, Channing, what do you make of the Houston Texans and the moving with Jadeveon Clowney? And then, of course, they picked up Tunsil, and they get Kenny Stills. They took a lot of flack for those trades in terms of people thinking they gave up way too much. What do you think?
They're going for it. They're trying to hit a home run. They have John Watson now. DeAndre Hopkins, who I argue is the best receiver in the league, and I've made a plenty of shows out of that opinion. But they went, you know, Lamar Miller went down, they went out and got free agent, you know, and played with the running back. Like, they're coming really to Davion. They want to get a pass rusher. Landon Tunsil, they want to get a left tackle. They got their quarterback. They got their corners. Like, they're going for it right now. A lot of teams are. The Colts actually did it until Andrew Luck up every time, which is crazy. But they're going for it. I'll tell you this. Give up a lot to get Larry Tunsil, yes, because we've been through something. 202. If they win the Super Bowl this year, is that too much?
Nope.
I think the fan base has to decide on that. But so it's only too much if the fruits of what you've given up don't pay out. That's when it's too much. If they're going to win the Super Bowl this year, I guarantee nobody complains about the draft picks they gave up for Larry Tunsil. They gave up for Jadeveon. They gave up for those guys.
Yeah, winning certainly will mask any move that people might have perceived as bad in the beginning. Channing Crowder joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, NFLRadio.com NFL Insider. Channing, I got to ask you a little bit about these running backs, man. This is the second year in a row in which we've seen high-profile running backs, you know, take some time away from the team while their contracts get really kind of renegotiated, or they get the extension they're looking for. Is this something we're going to see consistently moving down years from now with running backs in particular?
Yes, and I think Le'Veon started it, because I'm not used to this either, bro. It's weird of what Zeke and Melvin Gordon really is going to get done. I think he's going to get done, because just like the Texans, the Cowboys believe that they're, you know, they're just going to be their year as well. And but with these running backs, man, the Melvin Gordon said, I sit out. And then said, well, sit out. He said, okay, I'm going to sit out. I think Le'Veon opened the box of worms that the NFL is going to have to find. They have to see basically find a situation for him. Because to be honest, the running backs are too. That's why with Ricky and Ronnie, Ricky Williams, Ronnie Brown. He was great. But then I saw him year by year. I saw him in the training room Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then Sunday, they come out jumping around like they're playing. Well, they take a beating. I remember if I saw a 6x6 inch passive jersey through a sea of arms on a running back, I would ram my head into the person's rib where the jersey was. Like, you're a target for every defender on the field, 11 guys that have the running back. So they take a beating, they play their first contract out, and they hope that the team, or they can stay healthy enough to get that big payday. And now, when guys like Zeke, when guys like Le'Veon, when guys like Melvin, when they're on their, I call it puppy. When they were in a puppy deal, and big picture, it's, you know, probably $7-8 billion, but for the NFL, that's puppy. But if they were in a puppy deal, now they pull out. hip thrust there. They had just an injury that's going to take a knock against them in their contract. So now they get to the point where if I fall, if I work more than y'all are paying me, I'm going to sit out. I'm going to try to get my money before my body breaks down. I know y'all seen Jim Brown walk around. You've seen, you know, some of those old running backs, O.J. Simpson. And this report is hilarious if y'all haven't seen it. But you just watch those running backs walk around where they have been the bullseye of so many defenders. And their body breaks down. These running backs are the part. They're like, listen, I want to get paid. Y'all are devaluing my position, and I want to revalue my position, if we can put it that way. I understand where they're coming from. As a linebacker, you know, we weren't breaking any bank. Well, they're going to break the bank because we're in a similar situation. We're getting cut by linemen. We're hitting our head in the linemen. We're covering running backs. We're tearing our knees up trying to tackle a West Walker or a Tyreek Hill. Like, it's a devalued position as well. But the running backs, if they can get the right system, like Dallas, and that's why I think Zeke would be fun, because without Zeke, Dak isn't what he is. Without Zeke, Amari isn't what he is. Without Zeke, that offensive line, and all them guys going to the Pro Bowl, the big tackle, Tyron Smith, and them guys, without Zeke, they're not doing what they're doing. But Melvin's in a situation where Phillip Rivers runs next year, Keenan Allen runs next year. Like, hey, Zeke, you don't want to run the ball? We'll let somebody else run the ball, and we'll keep our offense going. So I think it's more of a scheme thing, and when they team compromise, they are trying to. But Le'Veon Bell open that can of worms. And I'll tell you this, within the next couple of years, the NFL will figure this out, because this is not great for the NFL to have to sit out for, you know, 12, 16 games if they choose to.
Channing Crowder's a funny guy. I love his commentary. He's funny, and he's straight up, and he's honest, and he's informative. Channing, thanks so much for the time. We got to get to our baseball pregame show, but we hope to catch up with you again, because we really enjoy talking with you. Thanks so much again for joining us out here in San Diego, and we'll save a spot for you.
Thanks, Channing.
Thank you so much. My sophomore year in high school, the baseball coach asked me, he said, hey, come play baseball. You can make a lot of money. And I turned and looked him in his eyes, and I said, Coach, black guys don't play baseball. I'm sorry. And I have three regrets in my entire life. I can't get into the other two because this is radio signal and you lose it. But one of my regrets was not to play baseball in my life. Appreciate y'all. Thank y'all so much for anytime y'all did. So I love
you. Thank you, Channing.
Channing Crowder.
Black guys don't play baseball.
Yes, they do. I to be honest, I apologize to any of you who couldn't quite hear that as well as maybe we could, and it was just breaking up a little, but he is so funny, and he is so honest, and he's so right on. We just got to hopefully get a little better signal with him next time.
Yeah, sometimes,
so you can pick up everything he says, because he is really right on in the stuff he says.
That was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Channing Crowder. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Once again, thank you, Channing Crowder. He was amazing, as you guys all said while I was gone.
He is funny. And he's right about the Houston Texans. I totally agree with him. Everybody ripped on the Houston Texans because they traded away a bunch of draft picks. And it doesn't matter. If you – the NFL, correct me if I'm wrong, I think they overvalue draft picks to a certain extent.
At this point, don't all sports overvalue draft picks?
To a certain extent.
With the exception of basketball, because those ones can change your
franchise. Yes, if you get a number one pick in basketball, it can change everything. But these teams trade guys for like a fifth-round pick in the NFL.
All the time.
What is a fifth-round pick? What are the odds of that player being a difference maker? Maybe they will be, but – I like what the Houston Texans did, and like he said, they're going for it. And if they make it, no one's going to care how many draft picks it cost them.
Belichick has been tricking folks with the fourth and fifth round picks for decades now.
Yeah, and just acquiring really good players.
Right.
And then when he acquires their fifth round pick, he turns them into a first round player.
Yeah,
so He's got it figured out. He's in the Matrix.
He's in the Matrix, man.
Yeah. Can't deal with old Belichick again. Another Belichick season coming up. Football right around the corner. It is here. College football started.
It's here.
So now we got our drafts. Is everybody pretty happy with your fantasy club? We got a minute or two left here.
I'm not going to lie. I was surprised how long Tyreek Hill lasted on that board.
Tyreek Hill lasted a long time.
No one wanted to be associated with him.
So. Yeah, we all talked about that. We're all like, Tyreek Hill? No, we don't want to be... Because we really care more about the person off the field than we do about winning our league.
Will, you know, our boy Will, he took Tyreek Hill, and he did not care if he was associated with him.
We booed him last night, too.
We did. We booed him for selecting Tyreek Hill.
And then every time because Tony wasn't there, we were like, I wonder if Tony, when he makes a pick, he goes, bang, bang.
I did.
Bang, bang! Tony was bang, banging everywhere because when it was his turn to pick, he picked before we could even get to him. He was so quick. All right, great job, everybody. Padre pregame is next. Gwen and Chris, Thomas, and Scraby, we're back tomorrow at 3. What?
I thought you were trying to slight me.
No, if I'm trying to, you'll know it. Pregame coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.